Shirin Gitzchuk and Arfur Chav Dalad Adar, we're in Simen Kov Chasiv Dalad, and we're in the middle of discussing the dinim pertaining to the wheat and flour used for matzah mitzvah and the matzah throughout Pesach. Halacha Dalad, Sakim Kemach, if you have a big sack with flour, Shinislach Lumayim, and from outside, being that it's made out of material, from outside, water sprinkled on it, Imub Makam Echad, if it only splashed in one place, Bein Shua Dain Lach, Bein Shinis Yavish, whether that area it dried up already or it's still wet. You should chop around that place and everything around that wet area in your hand, whether you're scrunching it from outside and holding all the flour that's close to it together, or if you have a way of doing it from inside and keeping it near the side. And then water, and you pour out the rest that's in the sack into a clean sack, and you're good to go. And just the part that was near the wet material, that gets thrown out. The Toiv, however, the Al-Jabba adds, L'rakta achakach, to sift it, the whole bag afterwards, even though that's a mitzmutter. And rak zeshen eslach lach aser, only what became wet or wet-ish is aser. Vim neslach lach bekamim kaim, as if it sprinkled water in a few places from the outside of the sack. She'iyah she'lasis ken, you can't hold scrunch five different places and find out a way to pour it out, and it's still keeping everything that touched the wet area separate. Azim imadayin lach, if it's still wet because it's thicker. You have a solution to sift the kamach, the flour. Only what stays in the sifter, the thicker breklach or chunks, that is considered chametz. Vashar mutter, and everything else, the rest of the flour will be mutter. The Al-Jabba says this is a solution. It's going to be mutter. And same deal applies to if mice ate from the kamach from this flour. You also have the same solution, and this solution works even if it's dry kamach. You can still sift it, and whatever's left in the sifter is aser, and the rest is mutter. That the Al-Tarab says even if it's dry, it has din like neslachlich if it's midin achbarim. But if it's splashed on it water from outside of the sack and it became dry already, then it doesn't help harkada anymore. It doesn't help to sift it unless it's only one place and you could chop that area. But harkada won't work. And kola kamach aser, the rest of the flour is aser. Halacha, hey, b'yoyim shetochnos hakamach, on the day that they grind the kamach, aser lepoisa, you're not allowed to bake the matzahs from that flour on that day. Why? If neisha aser kamach ucham, at that point the kamach, the flour is already heated up from the grinding itself and from the friction, and in that case the dough will rise and become chametz quicker. As soon as you put in the water, the Mishnah Berurah maintains that if you had already made the mistake and you turned it into dough, then do it quicker, let it skip the line, this should go the quickest, and it is going to be okay and to make matzah from it. But that's only if it already turned into dough, then you have to knead it quickly and move on. Al-Kain, and therefore, being that we're machmer, as we said, not to bake the challah from this flour on the day that it was ground. The best is to wait after it was ground for throughout a 24-hour period. The Al-Jabba wrote lechatchila even more. Lechatchila is better to wait 2 days. And if it's impossible, me'eis le'eis, like there's some Gansud wrote, and ulefachas al-kaponim, says the Al-Jabba, throughout the duration of the night. Lina slayla. Halacha, to wait before you start making knead it into dough and put it with water with the wheat that was ground that day. Halacha vav, hasakim, the bags, shasam kamach, that you fill in the flour afterwards, the best day should be completely new. The Al-Jabba says, l'mitzav and amufchel, it's the best case scenario for someone that's capable and able to devise this. Before, when we were talking about grinding, we said there should also be new bags over there. It's referring to in which you bring the wheat, in which you hold the kernels, and take it straight from the mill. Here we're talking about when it's ready flour. Doctor, olachola pachis lahater atrius. If you can't get new bags, the Shulchan Aruch, next best is at least to open all the seams. Kulon, says the Altar, but all the seams, olchaps and hate them, once they're separate pieces of material, you wash them well, and bechamin in hot water, ube'efer, and with ashes. It was their form of, even today, there's some shampoos from charcoal. It's a cleansing material. Ube'shivshuk, you rub well these pieces of the sack, bechavita, and hit it, so it dries out and shakes out whatever's inside. Halacha zayin. Also, it is forbidden to put a sack full of kamach, of flour, on top of a hema. Unless there is thick there's a thick, let's say, like a saddle or thick piece of leather under. Otherwise, the bags will heat up and they may get wet from the sweat of the behemoth. If it's possible, when it's possible not to load a whole bunch of bags one on the other, this also could heat up the wheat, and how much more so the Mishnah Berurah brings not to sit on these sacks. And this is all to avoid that it should become sour quicker when they start kneading it. These last parts, the last two scenarios that we brought on top of the behemoth, on top of other bags, if he did leave, then Yamt Yom or Yamayim. Okay, Malisha Al-Jabba says, what's wrong, Mr. Brura? Just wait a day or two before you need it, and then you're good to go. Halacha Al-Vosimin Kuftes, which we'll discuss the dinim of the water used to mix with this matzah shmura flour that we were discussing earlier, the water turning to matzah. Zok, the Shulchan Aruch Halacha Alf. Ein loshen sa matzahs ela b'mayim. They have to be needed specifically with water, and the Al-Jabba adds tzoynenim. It has to be cold water, shalano alayla, that they stayed overnight. Because if you took it in middle of the night, where chayis is sometimes deep in the ground, when it's cold outside, the waters can be warmer, as many know. And therefore, we don't want warm water unless you give it the time to sit through that duration of time and cool off. It says, you should take it in the time of Bein HaShemashes. The yamdu v'talosh kol layla, and once you drew them out of the rivers, so then they should stay, or out of the well, they should stay separate from the ground throughout the night, throughout the entire night. And now we're going to see a chumrah. The nights are different by in the summer or in the winter. So in the summer, they're much shorter night. Even if it's in the winter, the night is very long. So you're going to say, one second, had this been in the summer, then at this point in time, it would have been at the end of the night. So maybe I could do it. No. We also lozram adari until it becomes morning, even if it's more than 12 hours. Vimalaila kotzer, and if it's in the winter that the night is shorter, and then bein shtemis shoyes adarayim, and there's no, I'm sorry, in the summer and the night is shorter and there's no 12 hours of night time of dark. So you would say, okay, so as long as we waited the night, so here we go the chumrah as well. They should have at least 12 hours from when they were drawn out of the river or out of the well. The Amad, the Bar, the common folk, no, you give it their practice from Yad Ba'ur Yom, right in the morning, Lashon Emamayim Shalom. They rely on the fact that it's throughout the night, and they use it. Asha Daim Le'yavru Shtem, even though 12 hours did not pass. The Asha Yeshlaim Al-Mashri Smog, even though they do have who to rely on, being Aval Roy Paiskim Achmeim, is that being the majority of Paiskim are stringent, Al-Kain Tzarech Lizar Badavar, you have to be very careful, and Dafka, as Rishlam Gamsa said, to wait the full 12 hours, even though it's a few hours into the day. Halacha Beis, Im Yuchal Lashar Ezman Bein HaShemashes, Im Yuchal Lashar Ezman Bein HaShemashes, Yaktim Tzas, if he can't find the exact time of Bein HaShemashes, he should go ear on the side of caution and accept them earlier. This is providing that he does not draw the water before Shkiyas HaChamas. So I'll give a little bit of background. We know that there's two opinions in regard to when is Bein HaShemashes. According to the day of Rabbeinu Tam, Bein HaShemashes begins the Mahal Shleishes Ribei Mil before Tzeis HaKechavim. So before the end of 72 minutes. So that's when Bein HaShemashes begins. So it's mamish in deep in the night time. When you see Shkira, Bein HaTam calls that Shkira Adiris, and that's not yet considered Shkira. That doesn't begin Bein HaShemashes. Much later, that's the shit known as 72 minutes. So according to this opinion, it's hard to know exactly when Bein HaShemashes begins because it's the middle of night. So depending on when Tzeis HaKechavim is, it's the Mahal Shleishes Rivei Mil right before them, like 13 and a half minutes. But according to the way we paskin that Bein HaShemashes is from Shkia until Tzeis, Shkia right away begins the process and tastes right afterwards. So according to this opinion, you could take right before Ben Shkiyas Achama, and it's not, there's no complication to figure out when Ben Shmashes is. It's from Shkiyah until Tzeis. Vim Avar V'Shav Boi Deim Gadol, if he shut water when it's in middle of the day, Oy Balayla, or you already did when it was already night, which we said is not Kedai, it's Kedai Dafka Ben Shmashes. There, in those cases, you could rely on waiting 12 hours from when it was drawn, and you're good to go. Now, the minog is to to filter the water. The Alter Rebbe adds the Begin Lavad and Vinaki on a white piece of cloth that's clean so you can see if there's anything in it. And after you drew the water, you should cover it. You should cover it so nothing falls in. And also the sun shouldn't shine on it, so it shouldn't heat it up. And you have to put it in a chilled area. The Alter Rebbe writes, put it outside, b'chutz, if it happens to be in a warmer place, you should put it in a cellar, which is on the ground, and therefore it's cooler. And when he's carrying it, when it becomes day, and he's bringing it to the place where he's going to use it and mix it together with the flour, he has to ensure it continues to stay covered. It shouldn't be, the sun shouldn't shine on it, so it shouldn't warm up. And the Alter Rebbe adds, even if it's a cloudy day, and you would say there's no sun anyway, so it's not heating up. Still, yichasim b'mapa, you should make sure it's covered with a cloth. Halacha gimel. Yachalisha b'pam achas l'kama yamin. You could draw one day for the amount needed for many days. Ubayoyim, and again, says the Alter Rebbe, by day, you keep it b'bayis, indoors, so the sun doesn't shine on it. And at heat, the belayli nichem ba'avar oilam, and by night you leave it outside so it's cooler. And again, in a scenario of ma'avir cham, it's a warmer area. And nichem b'matim, keep it in a cellar by day and by night. You can just leave it there. But this is allowed, and Alter Rebbe doesn't even mention the following chumrah. There is a chumrah of a mitzvah. There's a special mitzvah lisha b'chol yom b'shul kol yom ifnei atzmai to draw for every day what's needed for that day, and the next day again draw. The Alter Rebbe doesn't bring this mitzvah. This is out of beauty and excitement for the mitzvah, not to use an old earthenware kli, a cheres kli. Afilu shel Pesach, even if it's kosher shel Pesach, you don't have that problem. Elon kem etzupa, unless it's glazirt, which means it's glazed with a coating, like a glass coating. The kli cheres yoshan shein etzupa in his mitzvah. If it's an old used earthenware kli, it's not beautifying the mitzvah, and one should not change the custom. Halacha dal, is the streams, the rivers, b'mein nissen, in the days of nissen, if you bake matzah right before Pesach, even though you can bake it much earlier, that's what's done in most matzah bakeries, because matzah stand for a long time. So being in the naharas, these rivers in the days of nissen, they're cooler than the wells that are on the ground and stay static in one place, the water, generally. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, if it's possible, take specifically from the rivers, because it's cooler and we want colder. Shouldn't add to the speed the process of the chimut when you combine it with the flour. Sometimes when you see a river, it's not really the river. It's sometimes an overflow because there's a whole bunch of ice and snow that melted, and that just raises the tide. And in this case, they don't have the benefit of being river flowing water. But they're not so cold. In that case, you'll be better off when it's a steady temperature by taking from wells. Halacha hey, lo yishevim, one should not draw this water. And the Alter Rebbe says this is a lechatchila, you shouldn't draw. Ayidei nachli through a goy, ela ayidei Yisrael, rather only through a yid. And the Alter Rebbe points out, and dafka a yid that's not a cheresh or a shaker katan, he's not mute and deaf, and not an imbecile, and not a child, or not a minor. Halacha vav, lo yitne bekli shahoye boi dvash ashar mei peiris. One should not put the water into a jug or a vessel that contained earlier honey or any fruit juices. And Alter Rebbe is machmer. The Alter says any liquid aside from water, le'inyan zeh, is going to be considered mei peiris. And therefore, once it was used for any other liquid, according to Alter Rebbe, you should not use this kli. Unless you did hagalas kemos, you put it into boiling water and took out whatever residue went into the wall, so to speak, was absorbed in the walls of the kli. But Rabbeinu Kasa, the Alter Rebbe wrote, tevli zarken, it's good to him always to be magal the kelim. The mikol shekin, shaloi the mikli shayi v'davar charif. If we're machmer in any other, in peiris or according to Alter Rebbe, any other liquids, how much more so not to put them in a kli that contains something sharp. I feel loy chametz. Even this was kashal pesach, it was sharp pepper. Ground kashal pesach, don't use that kli. Why mishum da'idei davar charif v'mayal achmetz. If there's residue and some contact with something that was sharp, it will cause that the dough will rise quicker and become chametz quicker. But for this detail, if it helps a charif, then even hagala won't help. The Alter Rebbe doesn't mention that hagala will not help for davar charif. Now, gam le'idim mekliin chayshes, do not use a copper kli. Why? It doesn't cool off the water like other kelim. The Alter Rebbe writes this lechatchila. One should not use copper kalim, but if you can't, then it works.